This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860. The Answer here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across the country. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country, as well as around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to all those working on the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, thanks for keeping us going. And let's not forget about the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers, too, that keep America rolling along. Now, also, please check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the different things we have over there to offer for you. And joining us right now, we have the host of the Edwards Notebook, Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I had to get that in there just so that you knew it was me. Okay, are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
Yes.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
To
the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I got to go there. Sorry. Epstein, they had a big raid at his little Caribbean resort yesterday. Again, obviously, if he is dead, and I would believe that may be the case, if he is dead, they went in there to get all the different things they could get. And we'll see what's going on.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it was a very pretty picture on the island, according to some people. And it looked like a lot of terrible things happened to underage young ladies. And what a terrible situation if that's true. And I'm sure they'll find out as they continue to look into it.
Well,
there's still two or three people running around thinking that he's alive and being hidden for some reason, but it really looks like he's checked out.
Yeah, now this is what Attorney General Barr has had to say about all of this, and he is dead serious about what he's going to do.
Before I begin, I'd like to briefly address news from the Manhattan Correctional Center over the weekend regarding Jeffrey Epstein. This sex trafficking case was very important to the Department of Justice and to me personally. It was important to the dedicated prosecutors in the Southern District of New York and to our FBI agents who investigated the case and were preparing it for trial. Most importantly, this case was important to the victims who had the courage to come forward and deserve the opportunity to confront the accused in the courtroom. I was appalled, and indeed the whole department was, and frankly, angry.
Well, yeah, and he also said any co-conspirators should not rest easy.
Yeah, and they shouldn't. And I just pray that they continue to vigorously go after whomever and wherever the evidence takes them, and that the people will come to justice. This just seems to have been designed to put sort of a wrench in the works, as it were, to try to prevent further investigations and big people from possibly facing, you know, the long arm of the law. But but Barr seems to be a pretty determined fellow, though. So
There's many questions that remain right now because, for example, on the eve of his death, the cellmate that he had was transferred out, which is very suspectful from where I'm sitting, which, you know, has even got me wondering what the heck was going on. And then, get this, his defense lawyers, his lawyers, have actually lawyered up themselves.
Yeah, I think everyone's, you know, they're in CYA mode. And I do find it kind of irregular, not irregular, but I think it's pretty difficult for someone to hang themselves in that cell.
Well, no. There's a way it's done, and it's you take the bed sheet or whatever you got, you roll it up on the floor, and you just roll up into it until you cut the air off to your flow, and you're laying on the floor, and that may be, in fact, what happened here.
Okay, well, based upon how it was described that he hung himself on the upper bunk, and he's as tall as the bunk or taller, so
yeah,
I just, that's why I kind of find it kind of difficult to believe.
Yeah, well, there's a way they do it, and the way it was explained to me. And by the way, did you, for anybody that doesn't know this, Bernard Carrick yesterday, who was the former New York City Commissioner of Corrections, he was in charge of all the prisons in New York City before he became the police commissioner. He explained, you know, pretty much how things happen. But the other thing is that in the setup they had, every 25 minutes they're supposed to be walking around and checking the block. And it apparently was about 2 hours, the one gap, to where anyone walked around and looked at anything. And to me, here we go again. That's really that. Just there's too many ifs in here.
Well, the other excuse concerning guards is that they were overworked, tired, not enough, and all of that. But, you know, this is very irregular because only one person in several decades has been able to get away with killing themselves in that facility. So this is very suspicious.
All right, hold that thought. And, folks, when we come back, more with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. You will hear an Edwards Notebook when we come back, so don't go anywhere. We have a lot more coming your way. And don't forget, coming up at the bottom of the hour, the author of the book, Rules for Deplorables, Kathy, will be with us, Kathy Chamberlain. So don't forget about that, and I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Time to take a little break.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th and learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text GOLD SUMMIT to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. because now Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And now it is time for me to get a hold of and play for you a little old Edwards notebook. And here we go.
Well, here we go as soon as it opens up. There we go.
Why do we in America allow leftists to redefine words and terms they disagree with for their political gain? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, in the bizarro world of leftists, words are no longer grounded in specific definitions. At one time, gay meant to be happy, but the leftists were allowed to redefine gay for unnatural sexual practitioners. It used to be considered good and patriotic to promote American interests, such as border security, the economy, trade issues, morality, etc. But now, if one is a nationalist, meaning one who wants our republic to do well, the newly left have labeled as being xenophobic and racist. The Bible used to be our societal measuring stick regarding moral standards. Unfortunately, John Dewey-inspired leftists who prefer humanism and Satanism now proclaim that teaching biblical morality is hate speech. The bottom line is leftists prefer evil over good in every life experience and are seeking to shut down anyone who prefers that which is good. I predict that ultimately the dark cloud of leftist lunacy will be burned away by a resurgence of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and a resurgence also of righteousness. I'm Ron Edwards. Let's meet on the next page from the Edwards Notebook.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
All righty, that's Ron Edwards. And don't forget, this portion of the program brought to you by my good friends at Moss Nissan. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan. Now, let me tell you about the brand new Moss Nissan 5.6 liter, 390 horsepower V8 SL 4x2 crew cab pickup that I'm driving. It's a beauty, and it rides better than a car. And those leather-appointed captain's chairs with 8-way power seat and power adjustable lumbar support are so comfortable. It's a killer
Rockford Fosgate premium audio system that's in it, too. I turn it on, crank it up, and I'm going down the highway, if you know what I mean. By the way, remember that you serve, you save at Moss Nissan, where all active-duty military, veterans, first responder, active and retired, plus our first 911 operators, too, get preferred pricing, saving them thousands of dollars on their all-new Nissan vehicles. And don't forget, there's lots of certified pre-owned vehicles there, too. Now they come with Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, free oil changes, tire rotation, as well as much, much more. So check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Or give them a call at 727-815-3095. Crystal River, Newport Richey, the Moss Nissan dealerships, the Moss Wholesales at a Public Dealership in Homosassa Springs, and the Moss Family Chevrolet dealership in Carrollwood up on Northdale Mabry, and coming soon to Tampa, another Moss Nissan. Moss Nissan, the home of you serve, you save. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because you're going to get $500 off your deal right off the bat. Walk in the door, tell them the captain sent you. Boom, you know you got $500 off your deal. 727-815-3095. All right. Back to Mr. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and I know you're going to rush right down here and get a Moss Nissan.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'll see you in 2 days. That's about what it takes to get down here, right?
Yeah, on bicycle.
Well, just hoist up the John B. Sales, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
All right, listen, listen, Hong Kong. Okay, we got a real mess going on there. Yesterday there was a video showing Chinese military forces coming in, locked, loaded, ready to go with their armored personnel carriers and all that sort of stuff. It's been reported that the police have been shooting into the crowds to try to keep them under control so that they don't overwhelm the police. But this is really, really, really serious.
Absolutely serious. Doesn't even begin to really show how horrible things are over there in Hong Kong right now. These people over there just wanted to remain free. Hong Kong for many years has been a fine example of economic opportunities and growth for people. But in recent years, Beijing has been clamping down more and more on the people, and they had enough of it. And so, now, I read last night, in fact, there are pools of blood. People are just being shot. And,
yeah.
You know, it's just a bad situation.
Go ahead.
What makes it even worse is that China is blaming the United States of America for this.
I know that. Well, you know why? You know why? There were pictures yesterday of the Chinese demonstrators with American flags singing the national anthem, our national anthem, going down the street.
Well, the United States is the preeminent the shining city on a hill nation. We are the example of freedom to the world.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean that we were over there participating or telling them what to do. We're not to blame for it. We can't help it if people want liberty in their lives. And the communism is not the way to go if you want liberty. So there it is.
Well, you won't get any arguments with me over that. And, folks, I'm talking to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And, again, you know, the situation that we have here around the world is one that's in constant upheaval. By the way, Libya, explosions in Libya, people being killed there, some UN forces that were killed over there in Benghazi, familiar name, isn't it?
Yes. That's another thing that needs to be reopened and looked into by authorities now. So
now the president is ending the welfare dependent immigration money from the people that are here illegally that are getting welfare. And to that I say that's a great idea, because they're deporting about 380,000 of these people, from what I've been told, because they've located them because of their welfare checks. How about that?
And I think it's a wonderful thing. That's a great day in the neighborhood because of that. Thank you, President Trump, and I hope he continues to ferret these people out that have been coming over here and abusing our system. And it's about time we finally had a president that's willing to stand up and deal with this situation in a righteous way. But what's very disturbing is how, because of these developments, the president continues to be labeled as racist, which has nothing to do with race. It's about principle, and our country being screwed over by people who don't mean us any good.
By the way, it should be mentioned that California is changing their school books for the people in the public schools, and they're getting rid of the word history because of the first three letters in the word, H-I-S, which stands for his, and they don't want to be gender selective. And I'm not making this up, Ron, so help me, that's the truth. No more history.
Yeah, that's across the board, not just there, but they're eliminating any words that may have reference to especially to the male side of the spectrum. The lunacy of the left just continues in that great state, but I think it's going to get so bad, based on some conversations with people I know out there, there's going to be a backlash. There's only so far you can go where even a lot of Democrats are beginning to say, wait a minute, this is just too crazy.
Yeah. Now, we've only got about a minute left here, so I want to make this really count. The announcement yesterday, another 11 miles of border wall has been approved in South Texas. That's a good thing. That brings it up to about 454 miles that will be completed once we get that done.
Yes, and I hope we even go beyond that number. It's a wonderful thing that we continue to get the more and more of a wall built, because once you get the wall completely done, wherever it can be installed, you're going to see a major drop in illegal border crossers coming into our country, and then we can deal with those that are here more efficiently.
Yeah.
And keep them up.
And for the first time in many, many months, we were below 100,000 illegals sneaking in last month. So there you go.
Yeah. Now, still too many, but yeah.
Now, I'm going to skip to something here because I know this is near and dear to you, and I just am appalled by this. 47 people shot, 4 fatally, over the weekend in the Democratic-controlled Chicago, and right behind it was Baltimore.
Yeah, this just really just explains or just shows the hypocrisy of the left, the loony left in this country, or who they really care about or don't care about. This happens every weekend. All these people that are shot in these great cities, or one-time great cities, and you hear nothing from the left, nothing whatsoever. And they continue to enact or keep in place policies that enable this kind of activity to be so rampant. And they want to take guns away from the rest of us, the law-abiding citizens of this country, and they blame us for what goes on in these cities. It has nothing to do with the law-abiding citizens. So,
All right. I got to run. Here comes the music. We'll talk to you on Thursday, so stay low.
All right. Take care. Bye now.
All right. Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Edwards Notebook. And don't forget, theronedwards.com, the website. The Edwards Notebook is what you want to listen to. And I'll be right back with Kathy Chamberlain, the Rules for Deplorables author. This week it's rule number 2. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New in the Jeffrey Epstein death investigation, the Daily Mail reports FBI agents have been spotted on Epstein's property in the U.S. Virgin Islands on Little St. James. reportedly raiding the home and looking for evidence. This comes 2 days after his suspicious suicide. Also new, the New York Post reporting Epstein hung himself with bed sheets from a bunk bed in an area of the federal holding cell in New York City where inmates are supposed to have paper-like sheets. More now from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Attorney General Bill Barr says,
"We are now learning of serious irregularities at this facility.
The FBI is now conducting such an investigation." Barr says investigators will also continue looking into anyone who was complicit in the sweeping sex trafficking operation that Epstein headed up.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, you sure are. By the way, this portion of the program is brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Check them out. FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com. Give them a call. 855-FREEDOM. 855-FREEDOM. 430 boats right here in the Tampa Bay area. 28 ports. Two more coming. And the rumor is Gainesville's on the way. How about that? Alrighty, well, we've got the deplorable author in the house with us, and that would be Kathy Chamberlain. This is our second week, Kathy, of the 13-week installment we're doing here. And we talked about Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, tactic number one last week. This week it's tactic number two.
Yes, and I'm so happy to be here with you again this morning, Captain, and your audience as well, to speak about this.
Now, Saul Alinsky's second tactic says never go outside the experience of your people. And we had the brother of the Democratic presidential candidate, Joaquin Castro, the Democratic congressman from Texas, come out last week and expose a bunch of the donors for Donald Trump. And then we had this Al Green, who's also, I believe, from Texas, a congressman there, and he said that he wants to expose all of the donors of Donald Trump as they impeach the president.
It's pathetic, and their whole message really is to continue to get people to hate Donald Trump and to make him out to be the real hater, which he's not. They are. As a matter of fact, Castro was forced to kind of come out and defend those actions because there was such a backlash about it. But the whole, remember, the whole purpose of them doing this is to stay within the experience of their people, and it's very easy for them to continue to repeat the mantra that our president is full of hate, and it's actually just the opposite.
Well, arguably the most well-known example of Walensky's tactic number two being used by the left against our president is the lie created from comments that Trump made about events in Charlottesville, Virginia in 2017. And I am over that, and I'm sick and tired of the misrepresentation that they keep talking about when they say, well, the president said he liked Nazis.
I know. And they're so adept and so good at what they do, the left, that they have actually turned a comment, a very simple, innocent comment that the president made about that incident, and they've made it into one that our president now is accused of calling the neo-Nazis very fine people. That's not what he did at all.
No.
You and I both know that.
I know that.
Yeah, he basically, I mean, he was really talking about the two sides that that had gotten together to demonstrate peacefully about the statues being torn down. You know, on one side you have the history buffs.
He was referring to the patriots that were there, not the alternate left or the alt-right groups. He was talking about the patriots that were there for the right reasons.
Exactly, and the left is so good at conflating two truths, so it kind of sounds like it makes sense to their followers, but by conflating the fact that that our president made this statement, they actually transferred that onto that he said it about the neo-Nazis, and that just was not the case at all.
Well, I'm going to say exactly what he said because I just read what he didn't say. He said this, and here it is. President Trump said, you also had some very fine people on both sides. You had people in that group that were there to protest the taking down of, to them, a very important statue and the renaming of a park from Robert E. Lee to another name. That's what he said, not
right.
What we just heard. They said, he said.
Yep.
Totally different.
Totally
but this
different.
Is what they do. This is what they do, right?
Exactly. Yes. And if they can keep it simple enough and keep repeating it, people... It's within the experience of their people, and it's easy for them to just follow that headline and run with it.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's more examples that we can use to explain Saul Alinsky's tactic number two. To name one, think of yourself what you imagine when you hear the words Trump is unpresidential. How about what does presidential mean?
Right, and I do hear that a lot, even from Trump's own folks.
Anthony Scaramucci, by the way, who has now become the turncoat in chief, if you want to call him that, because Anthony Scaramucci is all about himself. The mooch is all about the mooch.
Yes, and you know, have you noticed that the one thing that he comes out about our president is the very thing he himself did that got him ousted. And he lost his cool, and now he's trying to blame our president of losing his.
Well, yeah, and we're hearing the leftist rants about the president being a buffoon, a racist, a sexist, a xenophobe, and all that sort of stuff. And, again, if you tell a lie long enough, it becomes the truth. Is that the way this works?
That's exactly the way it works.
And that's what they're doing, right?
And it works because so many Americans are asleep and they just like to listen to those headlines and go on with their lives. And we've got to stop that bad habit that we've gotten into.
Now, if you listen long enough, and I know Donald Trump and about him for many years. I don't know him personally, but I've run into him. It's in circumstances where we were doing fire inspections, let's say, on one of his structures, and he would show up. For whatever reason, he would show up. But it all is what it is. All right, let's take a caller here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, it's Ian Clearwater. And I got a question for her, and then I'll say it and hang up, okay?
Go ahead.
So everything you're saying, I agree with. You got your rules for deplorables. You mirrored the Alinsky-Ed rules. I get all that. And you're there going, my president, and everything, and what you're defending them. That's great, but... I don't hear anybody out here say, what about the apparatchiks, the nomenclature in the Republican Party? I mean, you know, The Democrats, their whole party is infiltrated with this kind of tactics, but not what's going to happen when Trump goes away, and are we making inroads with your tactics within the Republican establishment? Because if Trump goes away or loses, and we go back to being Republican country club stupid, we're done.
All right, let's let her answer that. Okay, thanks, Ian. Go ahead, Kathy.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was at a function last night with the Republican Party, and I ran into a gentleman who was exactly what you're talking about, and it just infuriates me when I hear that, because all he could do was complain about the fact that Trump has not built the wall yet. He hasn't come through with his promises. Well, you know what? He's been dealing with some incredibly difficult situations for the past 2 years. Now he's got an opportunity to take the handcuffs off. But to answer your question, when he has developed such a following, and he has and the deplorables are so strong behind him that never Trumpers or the anti Trumpers better fall in line, because they're the ones who are actually being given by the wayside by these voters. So I'm hoping that Trump has built such a strong backing in his party that somebody's going to come along with his exact values and step right into his place. Let's all hope for that.
How do you build the wall when the other party controls the funds to give you to build the wall? How do you build the wall?
Well, that's a great question, and that's the debate that I had with the gentleman last night. It's like, and my final saying to him was, what is the option? What is the alternative? Would you rather that the Hillary Clinton was in his shoes at this moment? We've got to back him. To be divided in any semblance is exactly playing into the hands of the left.
Now, again, people don't realize with this 11 miles that comes in here of the addition to be built for the wall, that gives us 454 miles of what he wanted to build was 700 miles.
I know. I love that, too. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just going to grow. And the people are behind it. And the people are actually just bypassing Congress and paying for it themselves.
All right, and I've got Al chiming in from Nebraska. Al is saying, too many of the left govern their platforms and policies on feelings rather than logic. That's true. They go after the, they don't go after the purse strings per se, they go after the heartstrings.
That's correct, yes. I totally agree with that.
And Ron Edwards is saying that little Anthony, we were just talking about Anthony Scaramucci, is a waste of time.
It was hard for my ears to listen to him.
Yeah, well, he's become the turncoat in chief, in my humble opinion. Now, we're going to run out of time here in just a second. But, again, getting back to what we're talking about here, we are addressing Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals Tactic Number 2. And, again, you can explain real quick, Kathy, what Rule Number 2 is.
Well, Rule Number 2 is basically whatever the Democrats do, they want to make sure that their followers, their voters, can follow it, that it's simple enough, that's why they do all these repetitive mantras. They keep it within the experience of their people so they don't cause confusion and retreat.
All right, folks, I'll be right back with more. Got to take a little break here, pay a few bills, come on back, take a look at the beach and boating forecast. Then Kathy will be back, and we'll finish up the segment. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Today, Tuesday, we start out with about a 40% chance of rain. We'll have scattered showers and thunderstorms after 8 o'clock, and mostly this afternoon. Likely a possible of a thunderstorm sometime after 11 a.m. in the local area here, and then inland a little bit later. The high today will be near 89 degrees. It'll become cloudy. The heat index will still go up to 103 degrees. There'll be calm winds out of the west-southwest, becoming 5 to 7 miles an hour later on in the day. Chance of precipitation, 60%. Also, the seas, 1 to 2 feet with a light chop. And the Gulf water temperature, 91 degrees. The bay water temperature, 88 degrees. Our high tide happened at 3:24 a.m., and our low tide comes at 6:32 a.m. Now, the numbers at Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay tell an amazing story, because when you join the Freedom Boat Club, you'll have access to over 430 boats. We are the largest
franchise in all of the Freedom Boat Club organization. They have 185 locations across the country. They have 3 in Canada and 2 in France. And yes, I said France. Now, Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay currently has 28 ports right here, with 2 more coming soon. And the rumor is, got one coming to Gainesville. So, you now get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. But if you're active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in the medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher, you get an extra $500 off on top of the $1,000 for a total of $1,500 off your one-time membership fee. And then all you pay is the balance due on the membership fee. But after that, it's a monthly charge, and away you go. You just show up with your stuff, hop on the boat, out you go, bring it on back, park the boat, hand them the keys, you're done. And your membership also gives you reciprocity at all the other Freedom Boat Club locations, including all 185 here in the United States and the 3 in Canada. Now, go to the FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com website, FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com website, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you to save you even more. All right, back to Kathy Chamberlain, author of Rules for Deplorables. Good morning, kiddo.
Hey, good to be here.
Hay's for horses, straw's cheaper, take one and get one. But anyway, the New York Times headline that blared immediately after the mass shootings last week was changed immediately due to pressure from the left. For example, the first one, the unredacted one, read like this: Trump urges unity versus racism. Racism. Now, that was the truth, and a positive one for our president. But shortly thereafter, when the left objected, they changed their headline to read, Assailing Hate But Not Guns. Some people don't know that.
No, I know. And this is the way of the left, and we've got to start really calling them back on that, against that, because that's just out and out bias in an attempt to change people's feelings about Trump, and it works.
Yeah, and the left is always trying to lie to us. They do it constantly. Trump isn't a racist. He's not a white supremacist. He's not a xenophobe. He's not separating children from parents at the border. He's not a sexist. He's none of those things. Go take a look for yourself.
Yeah, precisely. And a good example is when he, you know, comes out and calls Cummings area there up in Baltimore rat infested and infiltrated.
It is. I've been there. It is.
I know it is. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, though, that the left then turns that entire conversation around to basically liken the word that that our president used, extermination, and then they start accusing him of wanting to do genocide of the entire community. That is so ridiculous, but people do believe it because it's repeated, and the back forces the leftist fake news media to extol exactly what they want to say.
Now, you said the key thing, and this is the key to how we take the bull by the horns and go after the progressive left liberal socialists and beat them at their own game for everything they try to do to us. And we understand what they're doing with the Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. We turn it right around on them and give it right back to them.
We've got to do that. It's so incredibly important. Another gentleman that I ran into last night, he started talking about how horrible that Trump has to tone down his tweets. No, folks, he doesn't have to. Mm-hmm. This is the only way we're getting the truth directly from our president. And he uses the Alinsky tactics better than he's the only president I've ever seen in my lifetime that uses the Alinsky tactics back on them.
If you come at me with a crowbar, I'm going to come back at you with a 2x4 with nails in it.
Okay, I won't do it.
Okay, so see, that's the thing. You got to fight fire with fire.
Precisely.
Here. And I'm not talking about violence. That's not what I'm saying here. I'm talking about verbally, when they do what they're doing and you understand what they're doing, you got to turn it right around and go right back at them and say, really? Well, how about this one, Mr. and Mrs. Progressive Liberal Socialist? How about this one?
Yeah, and unfortunately, a lot of the leaders in the Republican Party do exactly the opposite. They start falling in line with the same mantras that the left is repeating, and they'll say, oh, Trump is being racist, and he's got to tone down. That is ridiculous.
Well, political correctness run amok is part of the problem here, and we just talked a little bit with Ron Edwards about the school systems out there in California and what's going on, actually rewriting a book a history book and not calling it history because it's got the word HIS in it for his, which becomes, gender-like, and they don't want that in California, so they're getting rid of the word history when it comes to what they're going to teach.
It's so stupid, and I'll tell you what's really behind this, Captain. Just like when they changed the name of manholes, it's how ridiculous is that? But they have an ultimate goal. And their ultimate goal is to implode our country financially.
Well, we've got about a minute left in chapter two of your book, Rules for Deplorables, Rules for Deplorables, and it's rulesfordeplorablesbook.com is the website. Saul Alinsky's tactic number two. I mean, we've covered just about everything we can cover. Next week, we'll go to tactic number three.
I can't wait. That's almost the antithesis of number two.
And that's whenever possible, go outside the experience of your enemy.
That's right. That'll be a good one.
All right. Well, Kathy, thank you very much for coming in. I really do appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Love the opportunity. Thank you.
All right. And, folks, I got to remind you about Dominic's Blinds and Decor, because Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota have been around for a long, long time. And right now you've got Jill and Kevin running the show down there. Now, the Dominic's Blinds and Decor, spelled Dominick apostrophe S, is located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of the Clark Road. Look for the big old 9 foot tall red, white, and blue Uncle Sam with the American flag too. Now remember, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A., and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer. Easy for me to say. Now Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, and if you stop by the store, you'll see Jill and the gang in the store, and make sure you check them out. And when you see the red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks out on the road, well, Kevin will be behind the wheel of at least one of them, and I think they got two now, if I got that correct. But remember, all military and first responders always get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road, at Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Stop by the store and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. It'll open up the door wide open for you. Now, before I go, I want to remind everybody again about who is running against Ilhan Omar up there in Minnesota, for my listeners listening to me in Minneapolis, St. Paul. He's a decorated military veteran, a 27-year veteran of the U.S. Army and the Army Reserves, Chris Kelly, Master Sergeant. He's also got 20 years in the Minneapolis Police Force as a patrol sergeant. And the guy is running against Omar. You need to get behind him. We need to get Omar out of office up there in Minnesota. It can be done. Don't tell me it can't. It can be done, because she has done nothing for the people of her 37th congressional district up there. I'm sorry, 5th congressional district. I don't know why I said 37th. 5th congressional district up there in Minnesota. She's done nothing for them. All she's done has been a thorn in their side, and the whole country is laughing at what's going on there, that you people actually voted somebody like that in. All right, got to run. Have a great day. Remember, it's all about we the people here in the Captain's America Third Watch. We are the bosses of applesauce, not the other way around. So, I'll see y'all tomorrow morning, bright and early, 2 a.m. Kathy, appreciate you very much. And the other Kathy, appreciate her very much, our announcer girl. And I'll see you tonight. God bless America. Stay safe and stay low.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.